Hello, this is the No Wellness Wankery podcast. My name is Jenna DePeace. I join Lindy each week to decipher the wellness world. And something you might be wondering about, questions, we answer it all here. Lindy, nutritionist, dietitian, extraordinaire.
Thank you, Jenna. Wow. Woo. What a nice intro. Cravings is the topic for today because it's a biggie. It's like, yes, I get asked all the time. Because the general idea is everything I read in these like nutrition health magazines is like, how do I stop cravings? I feel out of control. These cravings are controlling me. What do we do about it?
I read a lot of things in magazines. Well, I have across my years, and I've made them fact in my brain about like certain cravings mean certain nutrient deficiencies. And is this wellness swankery?
Okay. There is zero evidence to say that a craving is due to a nutritional deficiency. However, if you go on Pinterest, you wouldn't be convinced of that because you see all these silly infographics that are like, if you're craving chocolate, it means you're deficient in magnesium.
I was going to say magnesium. That's a big one.
It's fake news. That is absolute wellness wankery. I wish a chocolate craving could be cured by magnesium. Wouldn't that be great? It means everyone who had ample magnesium wouldn't crave chocolate. Well, actually, I think that maybe that's not a good thing. I love chocolate. Yeah. It means that if you came to me and said, I keep craving chocolate, I could give you a supplement, and you go, I don't feel like chocolate anymore. What an incredible thing this is.
Yeah, that's never happened.
It doesn't happen. It's not a thing. And so I think, and there's a whole raft of those where they're like, well, if you're craving red meat, it could be iron. And it may be. I think there's some subsets where it's like you're pregnant, there might be something in it, but you know, pregnant women also crave soil sometimes and peak, you know, which is definitely not something that is a deficiency that they need. So just let's bust that myth. Anytime you hear that it's a deficiency that's causing a craving, that is absolute wellness wankery. It's not something we're going to be subscribing to.
Is there some truth in terms of if you're not eating enough meat or you're not eating enough chicken or something like that, and then your body is just like, I feel like that. Is there any essence in your body's telling you what nutrients you do need?
I don't think there is any evidence to say that is the case. I have looked into this before, and I wish it was. That would be really nice, because if that was the case, considering that most people barely get as much vegetables and fruit that they need,
then you would crave those.
You would crave those things. You would crave enough protein and all the things that we don't crave those things. Sadly, we do crave things that often we crave things. Well, this idea of what causes a craving, we crave things that we've been told that we shouldn't have. So, of course, when we have something like chocolate, which is, by the way, when we look at the research, the food that is most often craved around the world, specifically sweet stuff, apart from in some places in the Middle East, in Egypt, I think it is the only place where savory is a more preferred or more frequent craving. But in all other studies around the world, sweetness is a preferred craving. What we see is like, so let's say chocolate creates a really nice response in our brain, helps us feel like, ooh, delicious, fun, we like this. So that's one thing where that's going to, you know, we have a chemical response in our brain that drives a craving. But what we then go and do is we load on a whole bunch of emotional baggage to something like chocolate. So we know from the research as well that as soon as we create a list of forbidden foods, chocolate, sugar, carbohydrates,
whatever it is.
Yeah. We end up craving those more. And when we do have them, that dopamine response to that food is even greater. So therefore it reinforces the party in our brain, reinforces the fact that this is a great food. We then probably eat more of it than we want. We try to compensate by avoiding that food, by quitting sugar. This further aggravates this whole issue. And next thing we know, our cravings are worse by following the traditional advice to help us reduce our cravings.
Because I suppose if you are still in the pattern or you have a list in your head of good and bad foods, you're never craving things on the good list.
Exactly. There is a link between the foods you crave and the foods you think you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a moment. Now, one of the interesting things I found when I started intuitive eating, where giving myself permission to eat what I wanted, I thought I would just face plant into chocolate all the time and pasta. And there was a degree of that, especially in the beginning, and as I was learning that these foods were no longer off limits to me. But I guess the surprising thing I found that many people come to me and say is I started craving a salad. I started craving fresh food, or I started craving home-cooked meal, or something that I hadn't really craved before. But once I knew that everything was allowed, I didn't, and that this my emotional response to those previously forbidden foods had dulled a little bit, I did start to get cravings that were more varied and more balanced and interesting. And I think that does speak to this idea that cravings are certainly an innate part of being human. So we can't eliminate them completely. And that's an important thing to accept. But also we don't want to be aggravating them and making them into more of a thing than they currently are.
So we can't stop cravings. We need to
work with them.
Work with them.
More research on this also says that women experience more cravings than men. I think there is certainly a link between cravings and menstrual cycles, hormonal fluctuations. I know that week before my period, oh my goodness, cravings are intense. Hunger is higher than usual. This is normal, okay?
And just allowing yourself to eat because you're hungry.
Yeah, and I think the more we try and fight these things, you know, by saying I'm not allowed to have sugar this week, I think that I can aggravate it more. So just becoming mindful of it, going, you know what, this week I might have a little bit more sugar than I normally have, because there is a natural ebb and flow in my life, in my cycle, and I'm allowed to just go with that. The more we try and fight against it, the harder it is. I do believe in creating like a healthy environment at home. So for me, you know, I like to have my options like where it's in front of my mind and then I end up eating those foods. I do feel like if the only thing I have in my house is chocolate, it does tend to be the only thing I eat simply because it's there. So let's talk about this idea of tolerance levels as well, because that's kind of an interesting thing. When people do something like they go and they quit sugar, they often say my cravings have stopped. I don't crave sugar. And this is backed up by the research. I can confirm if you quit these foods, if you go on a really low salt diet, if you go on a sugar-free diet, as long as you stick to that diet, you'll probably notice that you don't have cravings for sugar. The problem is that majority of people cannot stick to that.
No.
So there's some psychological thing that happens where you go, I would at some point like to have chocolate. It's someone's birthday. I do feel like having a piece of cake, or I have a piece of fruit, which is not allowed when you quit sugar, which is ridiculous. And then you have this thing. And now because you've emotionally loaded on this shame around sugar, that response is so much greater. So when you look at the research, it is going to say cutting out these foods reduces cravings. And this is true. However, I don't think it's a sustainable long-term approach. If you say I can quit sugar for the rest of my life, I say good for you. Wonderful. You don't have to deal with sugar cravings. But if you're like most of us, what I would say to you is accepting that sugar cravings can be a normal part of it. And just kind of working with it and not eliminating and making it more of a problem. I think there's kind of also this traditional diet advice that says, when you crave something sweet, can you go for a piece of fruit? I want to unpack that because I think sometimes it's diet culture and sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Because I think what makes something wellness wankery or what makes a diet culture or what makes it a healthy habit is very much up to your internal response to that. So I'm now at a point where if I do feel like something sweet, I genuinely am very excited by fruit. I really, especially now I've like stopped forcing myself to have low sugar fruits, and I let myself like, if I want to have an entire mango, eat an entire mango. Like it's no big deal to me.
Yeah.
The idea of eating an entire mango is very exciting to me. So it doesn't feel like you saying to me, if you feel like something sweet, have mango is a restriction. It doesn't feel like diet culture. It feels like yum.
But if you're really early on the path, then that could really feel like a rule.
Exactly. So I can say if it doesn't and you feel like, you know, there are sweet options that are, you know, they're also loaded with nutrients. And I also think that's a nice thing to have. And I have chocolate in my house. I have mangoes in my house. I have the full spectrum of options there for me. And I know that both are is available to me. And now this many years on from dieting, genuinely that mango is deeply appealing to me.
So I think at the end of the day, we get into this craving spiral if we don't fulfill the craving and just let it be and move on.
Exactly. So let's not get into the craving spiral of kind of going, I can't have it. Then you end up having it. Then you want more of it. Let's stop that from happening. Let's acknowledge when we have a craving. Sometimes what you really need is to just eat the thing. So this is my last thing to tell you is sometimes what you really crave is chocolate. And then you're like, well, I'm going to go for a healthy option. I'm going to have a handful of nuts.
No, you don't want nuts.
10 handfuls of nuts later, you're going, okay, well, maybe I just needed fruit. So you have a piece of fruit. No, not quite hitting the spot. Then you get the peanut butter out. You do all these things. Eventually, you eat the damn chocolate and you should have just eaten this chocolate in the first place, because one of the best ways to satisfy a craving is to eat that food, eat it with enjoyment, not feel guilty about it, and then move on with your life. That way it doesn't control you. We don't allow that craving spiral to take over in our lives. But maybe, why does it take me 572 snacks to realize I should have just had the thing I felt like in the first place?
So if you have been wondering about cravings, I hope that has answered some of your questions for you. This has been No Wellness Wankery. As always, if you'd like us, leave a review, comment, rating, send Lindy a message on Instagram, nude_nutritionist.
And tell your friends.
Yes, please do. And we'll chat to you next time.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Does binge eating feel like your dirty secret? And are you sick of trying to be good, but falling off the bandwagon and losing control around food? If so, I can help. Binge Free Academy teaches you how to beat binge eating and feel in control around food, giving you doable, evidence-based strategies. You'll get lifetime access to 30 practical step-by-step video lessons, 12 group coaching calls with me, and become part of my Binge Free Academy community for life. As a recovered binge eater, I get it. I know there's no quick fix or one-stop shop for binge eating. And so that's why I want to give you the ongoing support and care you need and deserve. And I'm so confident it will help you that I'm offering you a 30-day money-back guarantee. So no risk or reward. You can take control over your food and your life. And I think it's the best investment you'll ever make towards reclaiming your life, your health, and your happiness. To learn more about Binge Free Academy, you can click the link in the show notes or go to lindycohen.com/binge-free-academy.